Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a way with words and it's the cause of all my problems. I've got my mind set and that's the way it is. I never thought it could get this bad. When I had you in my pocket everything was just fine. And you got a big mouth and the streets are talking about the way you walk around like you own the place. You got a big mouth and you should have shut it. Yeah, you should have shut it in the first place.
Take another look at afterwards we talk, and all the things I said, what were they really worth?
With me, your host, Dionysus. Today, we are going to be discussing the defining of psychic development. I am doing a bit of a sequel here from my last show, which was a Celestial Chronicles show, in which it was about the defining of divination and the practicalizing of the word psychic. Today, though, we are going to be discussing what psychic development is all about, how you guys can develop your own psychic abilities, what I went through myself to develop my own psychic abilities, and I'm basically going to cover a lot of the different questions surrounding that entire topic. For instance, here in the description that I gave, I had posed some questions automatically, such as some people profess that you have to be born with psychic ability and that it cannot be developed, while other people feel that everyone possesses a psychic gift. And so my question, and the question that a lot of people have, is who's right, you know? So that's what I'm going to be discussing today, as well as a part of my blog from the Best American Psychics Network called The Reality of Psychic Normality. Another thing I'm going to be delving into is the relation between psychic children and how you can develop their psychic skills, as well as the whole debate about crystals, indigos, rainbows, and how I noticed some parents like to jump up and say, oh, my child's a crystal, or no, he's an indigo, you know, he's gifted, he has these amazing abilities, or I can just tell, even though the child may be 1 year old and is quite frankly only blowing bubbles out of their mouth. So it's kind of, you know, like a crazed parent phenomena thing I see going on, and it's something that I want to discuss. And it was also something I had posted about on the Best American Psychics Network, as far as about how when one discovers their child is gifted or something like that. It was a post. I'm going to get into that, though. But for today, I'm just going to have to say hello to my chat room. What I'm going to do here first is read to you guys from my Cosmic Quote Collection. The cosmic quote for the day from my spirituality and metaphysical social scene, also known as illuminatingexistentialsource.ning.com. So the first quote that I have written here is, let's see, I don't know, I have to find a good one. I'm not going to go with the first one, I'm going to find one that I really like. All right, here we go. Here's one that I like. It's based around the word D, the letter D. Okay. Digression from individuality leads to the ingression in divine. Disengage yourself from physicality and delve into the depths of your divinity. - Dionysus. So that's my little quote for the day for you guys. So muse about that and think about what that means. Another thing I want to go over is the moon and what it means for today with its ingression into Capricorn. Being that today is Moon Day, or Monday, I posted a little bit here on Facebook about it. So what it reads is, in tribute to the moon today, reflect on your past, your history, where you came from, how you react to things, your sensitivity, what you're comfortable with, and how your intuition speaks to you. All of these things can connect you to your natural psychic abilities and help you to tune into how you can nourish your spirit, as well as the souls of other people. Another thing, with the moon in Capricorn, focus on how it is that you can become comfortable with the corporate world, how it is that you can become comfortable with work, how you can push and thrust yourself into some sort of business-like structure where you are collecting a social merit and public acclaim and living up to what it is that you're supposed to be within the context of our physical reality. Make a name for yourself and think about how wonderful that sounds to you or how restricting that sounds to you. Don't delve into depression. Don't obsess about work either, but rather think about some way that you can manifest your dreams and manifest what it is that you want to have in your life. Also, think about how it is that you work for the universe, what your mission is within this world, how it is that you are serving to be an instrument for the universe. Think of how it is that you organize, structure, and consolidate forms and things for other people around you. Do you lend people money? Are you a teacher? Do you benefit that way? Are you a psychic? Does that benefit you? Are you someone that's known as a nurse? Are you known as a teacher? I know I said that already. I'm going to say it again. Are you known as a rebel, a reformer, a star, an entertainer? Are you known as beautiful? Are you someone that is known for how caring you are, whatever it is, connect with what you're known as, and connect with how the universe sees you and how the universe forms you and structures you. So I'm going to say hello to my chat room. hey, Third Eye Chronicles, Ali B, Beth Radigan, or however it is that you pronounce that name, Kalina Moon, Kay Gallagher, Sukaina, and your spiritual path. So now we are going to delve into the reality of psychic normality post or blog I have here on Best American Psychics Network, and I'm gonna actually put it in the chat room there so you guys can read it. I'm gonna read a little bit of an excerpt from it. Okay. Psychic ability is gradually becoming more openly discussed within society, and people are slowly finding themselves able to admit at least having strange dreams that came true or seeing a glimpse of a person out of the corner of their eye, only to look and see the person disappear. Being psychic is not merely entertainment anymore, and it never really has been, but for some reason it ended up tickling the fancies of the public and being a major item of attraction within the media and horror movie industry. Today, psychic abilities, while still being processed, assessed, and digested by the public, are finding their way into the conversations of almost the entire world as an object of amusement, doubt, skepticism, and what ifs. People want to understand whether being psychic is having the ability to look through the skull of another person and reading their thoughts like a book, or whether it simply means interacting with an invisible person or guide, but behind the walls of a mental institution. I must be the little truth bearer here and say to some of your dissatisfaction and to some of your celebration that psychic ability is all of the above. Now, I'm going to skip down here and tell you guys what psychic ability is in the essence of the word. For me, it's the ability to perceive or be aware of non-physical energy through the feeling, mental, or spiritual / imaginative faculties and relay them to people in such a manner that it relates to their tangible life, personality, gifts, weaknesses, relationships, family, deceased friends, and family members, etc. There's nothing mysterious about psychic abilities when you have a firm grasp and grounded understanding of them. As most of you have heard, we are all psychic. Now, me being the meta scientist that I am, had to delve into my own inner world and connect to the universe through my own mental facilities and come to the conclusion about, to some conclusion about the whole thing. Now, breaking away from the post that I posted there, I want to get into what it means to develop one's psychic ability. I'm going to do a little bit of a promoting here because there was a book that I had come in contact with called Basic Psychic Development by John Friedlander and Gloria Hemsher, that basically talked about clairvoyance, auras, chakras, and how people can connect to their psychic abilities. Now, a lot of people have found that some people think that psychic abilities are gifts that you have to be born with. And you often hear psychics say, oh, well, I've been psychic since I was 2 years old. And it sounds a little crazy, you know, like, how do you know? How do you remember being psychic since you were 2 years old? But at the same time, other people say, well, we're all psychic, especially children. They're extremely impressionable and open to psychic influences. And I kind of feel that both parties don't know what they're talking about. In all honesty, they're just going with whatever they want to believe for themselves. But when you look at things from the context of the universe, you can clearly see that being a piece or a droplet of existence of the source, we are, in fact, in tune and connected to everything within existence and everything that is a part of the source, which is everything you see before you that's in existence. So being psychic is about being aware of that intangible, non-physical energy, right? Such as, like, emotions, happiness, and what have you. We all have that. We all are aware of emotions and things like that. So obviously, we are all psychic. But there's a catch, a catch 101, and that catch is that some people, in the definition and the form and the structure of their dense physical bodies, are not amazingly aware or conscious of their ability to connect psychically or non-physically to other energies beyond this physical form because of the fact that existence wanted to experience what it feels like to be physical, to be human. And so it's lost its instantaneous connection that it had to everything else. And basically, through the transit, Uranus in Pisces, which represents how we progress as a human consciousness, we are progressing towards universalism and spiritual insight and unity and a connection to the universal or ubiquitous heart once again. And we are finding that so many people are opening up to their psychic abilities and psychic talents. But there doesn't seem to be a foundation. And with Mercury in Taurus today, we are going to be discussing the foundation for psychic ability and psychic development. Now, I do personally believe that people can develop psychically. They just have to understand what it means to be psychic and how to practically apply it. Another thing to think about is whether you want to become a psychic or develop your psychic abilities just so that you can garner this claim to fame, you may need to rethink that, because developing your psychic ability is only about progressing your spiritual entity and identity into the universality of the cosmic sea. that's actually a song I wrote for Earth Day a while back, the cosmic sea. But anyways, so one thing that I want to get into is the different psychic abilities. I remember a book by P.A. Sanders a long, long, long while ago, back when I was maybe 11 or 12 or 15, I don't know. I'm 19 now, so I don't know how far back that really counts. But it feels like a long, long time ago. And it was a $6 book that I had bought at this, I don't know, it was like one of those bookstores that sells reshuffled books or old used books. And, you know, I always knew about energies. I always could feel the emotions of people around me, and that's a common story. But what had sparked my interest was the fact that I had opened to this ability to see auras. And auras, for those of you who may not know, is this supposedly intangible electromagnetic field that surrounds all living beings. I have seen it around non-living things, though, so I'm not sure about how true that is or who came up with the fact that it only surrounds living beings, but I can say for a fact that living beings, like animals, trees, plants, dogs, you and me, do emit a stronger electromagnetic field and energy than non-living things like a keyboard, your floor, a pencil, or what have you. And basically, that aura is your, well, the aura for me, seeing the aura is what made me get into this metaphysical stuff. It was like, oh my God, I can see this supposedly intangible fantasy, made-up thing that scientists have always tried to debunk. And here it is that I'm really seeing it. It's like visual evidence, you know. For me, it just totally formed and formatted and defined my place within the psychic and spiritual world and community or whatever, and really showed me that, okay, you know, I know I'm psychic now, or I align with that word psychic. How can I define and make sense out of any of this? More so, how can I develop it? And then I started reading the book, and in the book, P.A. Sanders, this guy, he's like a brain science professor or something, or he was at least for an institute. And he, in his book, he separates psychic abilities into four different modes. There's psychic vision, psychic hearing, psychic knowing, and psychic feeling. Now, every single person I've ever come in contact with has shown these different distinctions in one way or another. For instance, someone that's very, very imaginative, that always describes things in colors and describes clothing and how someone's face looks or how they remember it based on their visual memory, most likely would be clairvoyant or have psychic vision, and that would be their strongest ability if they weren't aligned with the other psychic abilities, such as psychic hearing. Now, one thing that's important when going about developing your psychic abilities is that you have to understand how important your imagination is within all of this. The imagination is our direct remote control and connection to the intangible and to the realm of spirit and what it means to be psychic. It means to be of the soul, not of the body. And the imagination certainly holds no precedence over our body. It can affect it, but it certainly isn't associated or connected with it. So the imagination is how you can tap into what your true psychic abilities are. It's not a guess game here that is often associated with the psychic world. It's not about you maybe having heard a voice one day or had a random dream experience and then conceive of yourself being psychic. It's about you connecting to something that you do on a day-to-day basis and realizing that that is your psychic ability, that is your psychic talent. If you hear things in your mind, if you're constantly talking to yourself and giving yourself advice in your mind, and you don't necessarily imagine pictures and visions of things, but you instead always think with words and conceive of other people through your thoughts, then most likely you have psychic hearing. You can hear other people's thoughts. You would display telepathy of a audio or auditory level. You would be connected to your ability to hear whether someone is lying. You could hear people's voices and connect to their energy. That's what psychic hearing is all about. And it's very simple, everyone. Whatever you imagine naturally, however you imagine, however you think, that most likely is going to show you what psychic abilities you have. Now, if any of you guys have any questions, you can certainly call in. The call-in number is, let's see here, let me go to my switchboard, 1-646-727-1091. If you want to discuss and see if we can pick up on how your psychic abilities work based on astrology as well as the information I elicit from you on based on your imagination and how you imagine things, then please feel free to call in. And I would love to delve into your own astrological resume. And that's something else that I would get into. I'm actually going to show you guys here a post that I made about the astrological resume of James von Prague. He's a medium. He has released lots of books. He has one book in particular called Talks with Heaven. I believe that's the title. He also has another book called The Psychic Connection or something like that. I'm still sorry that I butchered the title of the book. But basically, I ran his chart. I looked at his birth chart, and I tried to delineate here what exactly shows his psychic abilities and what he's really in tune with, and where he should turn his attention towards. Now, you know, of course, we see that he's a medium, and it definitely shows in his chart. He has Mercury placed within the eighth house of mediumship, and the house related to psychology and the other side and the astral plane as well. Mercury in the chart relates to our consciousness. It relates to how we think. And with Mercury in the eighth house, his mind is submerged within the depths of the soul, and that's where his head is at. That's how he expresses his thoughts as well. He connects deeply not only to people and their souls, but also to the energy that may be left over or the energy of the dead. Another thing he has in his chart is the sun there placed within in the eighth house, and that just basically shows his purpose or his light and how he shines in his essence, and his essence is imbued with the astral plane and the astral world, and he would naturally experience it as a part of his living, waking life, and have gone through experiences that opened him up to his psychic awareness. Had Mercury not been placed within the 8th house, I'm not so sure that he would have been conscious of his psychic abilities or had an on-command ability to connect to them as well. The moon, he has the moon placed within the 12th house of transcendence and the connection to higher energies and dimensions, as well as spiritual practices and spiritual realms and the realm of the imagination. So, naturally, he lives energetically and receives and picks up energy from everything all around him. Now, no matter how much he, you know, gives evidence of his mediumistic abilities, he is, however, sensitive enough to feel the energies of people around him, and he knows he does, and it's clear in his birth chart. And one of the reasons that he's a motivational speaker and he's a bit creative and he does writing and things like that is because of the fact that his Mercury is in Leo, and he understands what it means to motivate other people and to help them develop their own talents. And of course, it's through metaphysical work because he has the Mercury in the 8th house. Okay, well, we're going to go to our first caller here. 757, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Dionysus. This is Shanice. I'm calling from Virginia Beach. This is Third Eye Chronicles in the chat room.
Hi, Third Eye Chronicles or Shanice. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know what? I love the universe. This is so amazing. You mentioned something earlier about Capricorn being in the moon now.
The moon is in Capricorn as of right now.
That's my moon sign. And like, oh my God. And it's like so much stuff is going crazy, and like I'm right now I'm like trying just
fix up
like,
your business life and your,
yes. I'm like I'm doing like mad research and stuff. It is just like so crazy. And then like I said, I came across your show like 3 minutes before you started. I was like, man, that's the universe right there. That
wow.
is the universe. I
that's
love what
cool.
you're doing, man.
Oh, thank you very much. I love what you're doing over at your show. What is it called again?
It's called, well, I changed the name. I changed the name to the Oracle Treehouse. Still educating people on being psychic just like you, you know what I'm saying? I'm also, you know what I'm saying, I want to do interviews with, like, musicians and artists and stuff because I feel like, really, really, they're the ones that are really in touch with their sixth sense, with their psychicness. Because like
emotions.
You were saying earlier,
and it makes
yeah, exactly.
sense. And I heard that on your last show, I was actually there, so yeah. So
yes, you know what I'm saying?
Sense.
And it's just, yes, I mean, it's just like, and I don't know if you heard the last show, but one of my, like,
I
the psychic of the day, and I was
talking
about
Tyra Banks
Joe Osteen, yeah.
Mm-hmm, Tyra Banks and Joe Osteen.
Yes,
and
yes.
Other
those,
people.
Oh my God. We just got to get it out there that
yep.
being psychic, like you said, is not about, you know what I'm saying, being seeing the future, the lady with the crystal ball. Being psychic is being on your path, knowing your direction. You know what I'm saying? Listening to your curiosities and stuff. I love it. I love it.
You have a cute energy. I want to look at your birth chart.
Okay.
And then I want to ask you a couple of questions based on it and how you express your own psychic ability and talent. So when is your birthday?
It's 10/26/79. And I was born at 2:56 p.m. Eastern Time in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, 2:56 p.m.?
Yes.
All right. And where at?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Nord?
Norfolk.
Okay.
You need the coordinates? I got the coordinates, so I'm looking at my birth chart now.
No.
Oh, okay.
I need to know how to spell it. Oh, West Virginia.
No, Norfolk. No, Virginia. Not West Virginia. Virginia. Norfolk is a city. N-O-R-F-O-L-K.
Oh, F-O-L-K. Oh, okay. All right. They have a... Oh, all right. I found it. Thank God. This system here, like, it pulls up the charts in a very interesting way, whereas it'll automatically show me all these different locations. And, you know, if I don't spell them correctly, then it's gonna play with me, and it's not going to work correctly.
No problem.
All right. Well, first of all, I just have to let people know a little bit about the astrological resume thing that I do here. I'm going to read, I don't know if I have a post on it. Okay, maybe I do. Oh, I have a post over at the Physical Mediumship for You Network.
Okay.
Of course, as a Gemini, I'm spread out all over the police. You guys have no
I love y'all, though, because y'all absorb so much energy. I love it.
Yes, I'm spread out all over the place. I don't know if any of you have read the description there, but I am on That's the American Psychics Network, the Healing Spirit Community Network, the Physical Mediumship for You Network, the Teton Chat Network, my own two networks, Illuminating Existential Search Network, Spiritual Business Confluence Network. I have my own tribe, as well as being a part of loads of tribes. I'm on LiveJournal, MySpace, Facebook,
cool.
Twitter, a bunch of astrological communities as well, like everywhere.
And I felt bad because I was a part of so many of them on Facebook. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I have one on Facebook I started as well. Called Celestial Reflections, Astrologer Psychic Medium Gathering Grounds or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, that's what's up.
Just everywhere. Okay.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Did you find it? Okay,
yeah,
I was going to say, this whole shift thing with 2012, I think people are starting to become more awakened. Like I mentioned, you said you was like 19. A lot of people of your age are becoming awakened. Y'all, and I say my generation, we're the ones that are like coming awakened, and we're going to be the ones to lead this shift, yo. Oh, my goodness. It's so amazing.
You're so cool. Okay, I remember looking at your chart, and you have an Aquarius rising. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you're on the path of the truth speaker automatically. That's the path that you're on. And I remember your chart. The ruler of your chart is in Scorpio. Scorpio is about that connection to the depth of one soul. And Uranus is the planet of telepathy and the connection to the universal source of all consciousness. So you, of course, have a telepathic connection to people, but it's not necessarily in words, more so than through your feelings, because it's in a water sign. Scorpio is a water sign. And I would suppose that you could feel right into what people hide a lot and things that they don't say, and that's automatically where your mind goes. And you do connect to some sort of bad events as well. You see bad things. You see dark things, hard things, as well as have some instances of mediumship and mediumistic abilities expressed within your own psychic awareness as well, simply because of the fact that Scorpio is related to the other side, right?
That is so true. Matter of fact, this past week, actually, I went on my girlfriend's house. She was at her brother's crib, and her brother and his boyfriend was going through something, and I was like the first one over there. I didn't know what was going on, but I felt it. He was cool with me on the surface. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You felt
yes.
it all, I feel it now.
Yes.
I feel it too.
Oh, my goodness. And then she came over there, and she told me what's happening. I was like, that's what I was feeling. I was like, because something just didn't feel right. He was all happy with me, like, hey, girl, how you doing? And I was just like, okay, something's up. I was tightening up and everything, and I was just like, there it is right there, man.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. You know what's interesting? I'm looking at your chart here. Of course, you're definitely a speaker, but you also predict events, and it's of course, just as you said, it's unconscious. You just react on it automatically. You have Mercury conjunct Uranus. Now, for all of you listening, you have to understand that astrology is basically the energetic symbol for the universe. It's the energetic record. Everything that psychics pick up, like me, you know, when I'm doing my psychic work, or
mm-hmm.
Shanice here / Third Eye Chronicles, when we're doing our work, we are tapping into feelings and energy that is intangible, which is what being psychic is all about. But when us astrologers, such as Ali B, who's in the chat room, me or Starlene or any of the other people that I work with, look at an astrological birth chart, we are seeing that psychic energy written and recorded within the astrological birth chart wheel. So when I'm looking at her chart here, Mercury is the energetic reflection and symbol for Shanice's mind here, and it's in Scorpio telling us how she thinks. She thinks on a deeply psychological level. She taps right into the essence of a person's spirit. She's a no BS kind of person, and she... while she does keep her own secrets, of course, she likes to know and go right to other people's secrets, and she does have telepathy, and she does connect automatically, but her telepathy is more based on her emotional faculties, simply because of the fact that these both are in water signs. Scorpio is the deepest and most piercing water sign in that it's not gonna... It's not a candy coating sign, meaning you get straight to the point of whatever you're feeling, and you dissect people's feelings just like a psychologist.
That's how I be feeling sometimes.
Yep, that's what you are. But at the same time, you have Neptune in the 10th house, and that's your universal contribution to the universe, showing that you are meant to be a mystic, and that's how you contribute. You contribute through your artistic, creative, imaginative musings, through your connection to music, because music is also related to spirituality and psychic things as well, and you always say it. And it's true, and I say it, and there's another psychic medium out there based on the UK whose book, I cannot remember what it's called. Jeez, these people, they're just going to be upset with me. Oh, my God, I have to extend the show.
Give it a bitty.
I have to extend the show a little bit. But I know your name. It's Craig Hamilton. And his book describes how scientists, or scientifically, they have connected and shown that people who are more emotional, people that are extroverted, people that are entertainers, musicians, and connected to the arts and creative expression are more psychic, sensitive, and open to psychic influences. So that's why for you, you are connected to music in some way. You probably sing, or if you don't sing, then, you know, you're just some way really deeply involved with, like, music, you know?
Oh, it's true. I think my spirit guides, matter of fact, I know my spirit guides be communicating through music. Like, okay, I was upset earlier this morning, and I didn't feel like, you know what I'm saying, doing anything. I had to take my mother to work, and on the way back from taking my mom to work, Mary J. Blige, what was that song? Oh, it was a happy song.
Okay, I won't live my life.
That one, yeah, that was one, and I'm just like, okay, y'all are really, really communicating. Like I said, when I'll be feeling down, I'll be in the car and hear one of my favorite songs, like Journey, I believe, is one of my favorite songs. Was sad one day and heard that song, I was like, okay,
I love that
y'all
song.
Y'all are really, really talking to me. So like I said, yes, music is everything. I mean, I really do feel like, yes, it does. Have you ever talked about bilateral beats up here?
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Have you ever talked about the bilateral beats with the brain waves?
No, I do not, but it sounds interesting, and it sounds like it relates to music and vibrations,
yeah,
and spirituality,
yeah,
and everything all at once.
Oh, my goodness, check it out. I actually talked about it. It's not the last show. I think the show before last, I talked about it and how people are starting to look into how that can actually help you with developing your sixth sense. Actually, it helps open up that third eye. I'll send it to you.
Okay, very cool. But, I mean, basically, what my point here was that the astrological chart can show what you know, psychic ability we are most in tune with. And it can go into a little bit of depth only in that you can take each of the different signs and understand what they relate to. But for Shanice here, it's quite obvious that she is connected to psychic feeling, gut impressions, you know, what else do they have out there? Feeling a shiver or cold ear air rush up her back or something like that, or up your spine. Those things are related to psychic feeling. Feeling like a person you meet is sad, even though they're showing how happy that they, you know, they're pretending to be,
yeah,
happy, and you can feel the sadness anyhow because you're so open based on psychic feeling, and your chart here obviously reflects that. But you also have a good business intuition too, and you could be really connected with politics only because of your moon in Capricorn.
For real, that's what I come,
yeah,
from. I was going to ask you about that because, like I said, I'm feeling the effects of this Capricorn and the moon.
The moon
in
Capricorn for you is basically activating, I'm just going to say, a transformational period, whereas anything that you thought was stable is being shaken up and changed and remolded, and it's basically trying to get you to change your comfort levels, to change and define and help you open up to and relate to how you nurture and nourish other people. and it's trying to get you together as far as business and the corporate world.
Okay, because I do kind of feel repelled from, like, my recreational activities. I feel more compelled to do more, to actually get into my psychic business for real, because I thought that was because of all the drama she was going through, but okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yep, and it's going to cause some deep experiences with other people and their drama or whatever, and you may just have to let go of something. You may find yourself letting go of someone or something. I'm trying to tap into you psychically now because the chart here, it gives information, but I'm not really looking at the transits and how they affect you. I'm just looking at your own natal chart, and I can see here where you may have always, since you were younger, gone through these things where you had to deal with people's crap, and you had to let go of them, especially like in friendships or deep relationships as well.
Yeah, like I'm
if
really
you ever get in
myself.
Them, you know, because you could be on like a big standstill or like a big pause with Saturn in the seventh house. It just makes relationships like life or death. And being a Scorpio, everything is like life or death for you anyway.
Yeah. Could you explain that seventh house for me? Because I don't understand how I got Saturn and Jupiter and Mars all in that same house of relationship.
All right. Basically, what I have conceived of the seventh house as being, it is how and who we relate to. Mars, you relate to people that are energetic, people that are warriors, people that are new, fresh, pioneers, entrepreneurs. Yeah, exactamente.
Okay.
And it's in Leo. Leo is one of the most creative signs. It relates to performers, entertainers, yada, yada, yada. That explains why you relate to those people, people that are passionate, people that are motivators, people that like to take care of children. You couldn't be with a guy that didn't understand how to take care of kids and a guy that couldn't be a good father figure based on your chart here. Jupiter, and you have to understand that the seventh house is not only how we who we are partnered up with, it's how we relate to other people. Let's say Mars is there. You relate to people energetically, forcefully, bright and upfront. Jupiter, you relate to them in an optimistic, open, happy, laughable, cheery, jovial manner. Saturn, in the seventh house, sometimes you relate to them in a way that you are restricted and closed off and business-minded and you may feel that you're always having to take care of other people's problems and that no one's ever taken care of you. And all those things show up in different ways based on the seventh house. And you may find yourself going out in the world and finding those people, like relating to those people. Like you'll go find someone, let's just say a Saturn person. You'll go find someone that maybe works in the nursing field or that's an assistant or that's a writer or an editor or anything related to the Virgo energy. Like
oh, my goodness.
It's
amazing you said that because I just signed up for a writing group. Writing meetup group.
Yeah, and you're going to meet people like that, and you're going to deal with them. And then you have Jupiter there in Virgo as well. So, of course, once again, more writers, editors, nurses, healers, Reiki practitioners, massage therapists, all those people are people that you will integrate yourself with within society. Mars and Leo, you move towards dealing with people that are creative, that are entertainers, that are stars, celebrities, bright, known, public entertainers, public speakers, motivators, once again, writers, because of the fact that it's such a creative sign, people that are leaders. And that's how the seventh house works. It's not about just showing like who's going to be in our life. It's about who we move towards and who we attract and how we act.
Okay.
On
and you know what?
People.
It actually explains my relationship with my relationships that are going on now. It's like I need to let go of them because they're affecting me in a negative way, and I'm moving towards, like I said, more positive people like yourself. You are so good, D.
Oh, please.
Whatever. You is doing the dang thing. I'm proud of you, man. Like I said, the universe works. I love it. The universe works like I tell people. If you throw good out, good will come back to you. If you throw out an interest, the universe will set you on your path. And it's just like picking up the breadcrumbs, picking up the stepping stones. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep stepping. And the God, and what is it? The what's that quote? Martin Luther King. You take the first step, the next step will be lighted for you.
Wow. I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. But obviously we see here that you have an advanced psychic feeling ability that you need to work and tap with, and definitely consider tapping into mediumistic and spiritual communication and maybe even channeling and things like that. Because I,
you know what, it's weird you said that, because I've been thinking about channeling. Are you familiar with Gangstar?
No,
the group
I'm
Gangstar,
not.
I don't know if you heard about it, but the leader, his name is Guru, he passed away. I've been thinking about channeling him. I've also been thinking about channeling Napoleon Hill.
Well, guess what? I think all these people do speak through you. I definitely do. And one of the reasons for it now in reading my post here about Uranus and the fact that it rules your chart and it's conjunct your Mercury, which is your natural conscious mind, I'm going to read here a little bit about what Uranus represents. The outer planets represent our connection with the collective and universal. The outer planets are Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Each outer planet serves as a heightened expression of inner planets to some degree or another. Uranus, being the higher octave of Mercury, relates to telepathic communication as opposed to everyday communication that Mercury represents. Each planet would infer some psychic talent if connected properly to the Sun, Moon, or Mercury. If done correctly, we would see the telepathic individual or astrologer or channeler from a Uranus connection. We would see a medium or an inspired artist from the Neptune connection and a psychic healer, psychologist, or even astro traveler from a Pluto connection. You have Uranus connected with your everyday mind, your consciousness. Uranus for you is it is your connection to the sky, your connection to the world, your connection to the information that the universe has to give to you. You are already connected to the other side because of the fact that it's in Scorpio. You just don't necessarily always consciously realize it, but you could really have a skill for channeling information from those people just by tapping into how they feel, what you feel the core of their message would be. And that's how you would channel them, and it would be very, very natural and easy.
Wow.
And you do it probably more than you know.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to give it a try, yo, and see what happened. Wow, because like I said, I've been thinking about it, and then like I said, with the law of attraction thing, I went to the library one time. Went to the library, check out some
of
books,
course.
Ended up picking up a book.
You're
I don't know if
genius.
You did that book, The Science of Mind. Huh?
You're a genius. Your chart shows it.
Oh, my goodness, stop. You are too, man. But have you heard of that book, The Science of the Mind?
Of course not. I haven't heard of that book.
check it out. But I thought it was crazy that that book was actually sitting on the shelf, waiting for me. So.
Waiting for you. Wow. That's how
you
felt. Yes. Of course, psychic fueler. That's how you felt. Well, I do thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go to this other person only because they've been staying here for like the longest time.
Oh,
but we're going to have to link up and like do a show together.
Yes, 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 yes. Because you were so awesome, man. Oh, my God.
Aww.
Yes. Keep
you're
doing.
Too nice.
Please, because like I said, you are so informative, and you're putting everything out there and letting people know, hey, just because people say they're born with it doesn't mean that you have it, because everybody has it. It's like a muscle. You have to flex it.
Exactly. You have to delve into it. You have to connect with it. And it may – I'm just going to say this. In some people's birth charts, it's more natural. Like, I see the connection to psychic ability as being a more natural thing than in some other people's charts. Like, with yours, Mercury and Scorpio – it's quite clear that you connect on a conscious level with the other side. And then, second of all, you have the Sun in the eighth house. The eighth house is the house of the other side, just like Sylvia Brown and James von Prague. They all have their Sun in that house, and you have yours there as well. So it makes a lot of sense. But we're going to talk. We're going to hook up.
Okay. Definitely,
so,
definitely.
Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
You're welcome. I'll be in the chat room.
Okay, cool. See you there.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was fun. Okay, we're going to go to caller 347. You're on the air.
Hey.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Mike from New York. You're ready now.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Where are you located now? L.A.?
Nah, New York.
Oh, all right. Well, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, you know what? It's so funny that you put that you just talked about Guru. I just posted in the chat room that, you know, I met him. He was actually in the hospital that I worked at, and it was so funny. There's a story behind that. when he was just about to die, when he was on tube feeding and he was so unresponsive and he was just about to die, DJ Premier came up to me and they wanted to get into the hospital, but Guru didn't want anybody there, and he didn't want anybody, everybody that tried to visit him, you know, they got escorted by security, so they were trying to sneak through there just so they could see him one more time. And while I was sitting outside on my break, I just heard a voice, because there was a guy next to him, like that new Premier, he was in the entrance, so I didn't actually get to see him, but he was he went to go pick him up after I said, okay, yeah, whatever, I'll help y'all, whatever, even though I really wasn't planning on to, because everybody would have lost their job. And I was kind of going back and forth because I'm a nice guy, and I was like, man, that may be his friend, and, he's going to die.
Yeah.
And so I heard this voice, it was so clear, and it just said, get up. And I'm like, why? Like, I'm thinking to myself, well, is it my thoughts, or is it
your imagination?
It just said, get up. Yeah, my intuition, I'll tell you, I do not listen for myself. I listen for everybody else, but not myself. But it said, get up and leave. I left, and a couple of days later, I found out that he died. And I was reading the article, and it said that he didn't want anything to do with DJ Premier in life or in death. And I was so like, all right, so what happens if this guy would have went upstairs and tried to, like, kill him prematurely, even though the guy's going to die, or do something? And everybody would have went down over somebody, over a request that this guy didn't even want to deal with him. So I guess that was, like, one of my gifts that I wanted to share, because she brought him up. So it just hit me. I'm like, wow. And I didn't even know who he was until he died. And that's when I realized that was, I think he was a rapper or producer in the 80s and the 90s.
Wow.
And it was so crazy. When I heard that voice, I kid you not, I did not believe it. And I'm walking, and I'm like, I don't want to go. I'm talking to myself in the street, like, no, get up and leave, get up and leave. And I just kept saying it, and I just went inside, I was like, all right. And then a couple of days later, I read that article, and now I don't feel so bad. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So basically, your intuition saved you, right?
Yes, it saved my job. It saved a lot of people's jobs. Or I don't know what would have happened if, I really don't. I really don't know what would happen if
wow.
I would have been gullible. Because I know if I would have stayed there, I would have been like, well, okay, but, even though I can be a hard person, like, I'm a Scorpio, too, just like the last one.
Yeah, I remember. And that
yes,
you have to understand,
yes.
Scorpio is the connection to the other side. I'm going to look at your chart really quickly just to see where that physical element comes in at, like, why you heard it instead of
feeling it,
felt it, because intuition is expressed differently for so many different people, whereas
mm-hmm.
some people feel things more strongly, other people hear them, other people envision them in their mind, and then
I get all three.
Yeah, well, that's another thing I wanted to discuss. Some people, they can really do all of them. Like, they can, you have to understand that this whole psychic thing is about your imagination and your
yeah.
connection to that plane, because your imagination mm-hmm. is the plane of the intangible. It's the plane of the spiritual, it's the cosmic sea that you can enmesh yourself within. And people, they're always constantly saying, why don't we use the other the other 90% of our brain? It's because you guys don't expand your minds and you don't delve into the realm where that other 90% lies, and it lies within your imagination. But you limit yourselves and you cut yourselves off, and you cut yourselves off from your connection to the spiritual realms as well as your own psychic abilities. And so with that said, I don't know where that came from, but what's your?
That was
I'm
good,
gonna put
exactly,
my,
that was my question.
All right. What is
October
your,
23rd?
All right, we have another script here. Of course, mm-hmm. you're communicating with life or death situations. 19. When is it? 19. What?
86.
All right, young kid.
Yeah,
listen
young.
To me, young kid.
I know, right? You're younger than me.
That's
but you
mean,
sound though. So much more mature, though.
Yeah, I don't know why. So I feel like I'm 78. Only sometimes. Like, some days I
oh,
feel
me
like
too.
I'm 2 years old.
Because the thing about you, you have an old soul. You have an old spirit.
It's weird.
You accumulated a lot, so you grow faster than your age. You're not where people are at your age at all.
Yeah. Not right now. Not at this moment. Until...
I'm trying to get back there. I actually just found my inner child recently.
Wow,
so I've
that's
been,
cool.
Like, yeah.
I love that.
Kind of lost it. Yeah, I mean, I got that old spirit. I can connect. But I want to connect on everybody, to everybody. All
yeah,
over.
Well, you will, definitely. And you like deep experience and intense experience. And I remember telling you that the first time I even talked to you, because I felt it psychically before I really knew your astrological sign. But what time are you born?
9:05 a.m.
All right. and where?
Queens, New York.
Queens. I love it. New York people. I'm not really a New York person, but I live here now, so that's cool.
Oh, okay. Where you live?
I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, BK stand up. Okay, I used to go out there all the time.
I just moved here like 9 months ago, though, so I'm from Philadelphia originally.
Oh, Philly. I like Philly. Philly's cool.
Yeah,
well, except
so
when you get to the outskirts of it, then it gets kind of ugly, but...
Or boring. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looks ugly on the outside. Like, I think northeast. No disrespect to people in Philly. Don't shoot me.
No,
but
no.
It's the Scorpio in me. I mean, I could talk about New York all day and say it looks like a junkyard, but, you know.
Oh, boy. All right. Oh, wow. This is really interesting. I love this. All right.
Oh.
Well, your chart, it definitely shows psychic ability. Like, really natural. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that you don't give yourself enough credit
that's what it is.
For your own psychic abilities, because you're always on, let's just say, some sort of search to learn more or to gain more knowledge for whatever reason, simply because you have all these planets and like Sagittarius. But like the other caller, you have Mercury and Scorpio, and it's always about connecting to the other side or to spiritual beings or but also emotions. And for
mm-hmm.
you, in your chart,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pluto is conjunct your sun, which would allow you to immerse yourself within the astral planes, but your sun is in Libra. Libra is an air sign, which relates to the functions of the brain. It relates to, like, mental thought, like words, communication. Which
That's
is,
my conflict.
Yeah, exactly. It is your conflict, but it's also how you connect psychically, because you have the moon in Cancer, the sun in Scorpio.
The moon
in
is in Cancer.
You're, like, triple... Well, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 planets. No, actually 5, 6 planets in water signs. So
Damn.
It does naturally show psychic ability, and water is our connection to the spiritual realm. But just like all the time that I talk to you, we only have 3 minutes left. You're going to have to call earlier.
I know.
You got to call in the beginning. What are you like?
I should.
You have to. You have to get the updates. Do you get them on Facebook, or where do you get them?
Get what?
The updates for the show, like when it comes on.
Oh, I don't have you as my favorite, but you know what? I'll put on you as my favorite now.
Oh, yay, that's cool.
We forgot about that, right?
I don't care at all. But if you can get the updates, you know, like, then go ahead and put it on the favorites, just so that you can know when the show comes on. And I'm just going to have to plug in my show that's coming up next week on
mm-hmm.
May 11th on a Tuesday. I'm going to have Dana Marie from the Best Americans Network and join my show here, and I'm going to be interviewing her, and we're going to be discussing her website, and she's also going to be utilizing numerology as a part of her arsenal. She's a wonderful, wonderful psychic. She read alongside Michelle White Dove, who is the number one psychic in America as of right now and about to be on an HBO show. But she read alongside of her at the New Yorker Hotel New Life Expo Convention.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have her on, and then following her is going to be Astro Mama, James Vitale, and James Vitale of Psychic Illuminations, Astro Mama from her own show, Astro Mama, and Amanda Dow from the Best American Psychics Network as well. So we have a lot of guests coming up. So that's going to be cool. So
mm-hmm.
you guys make sure to tune in. But thank you so much, Mike, for tuning in. And we're going to have to talk another time about your
the 2 week continue, I guess, will be like, how to get me to, I don't know, I guess to a higher place in myself with all this stuff. But I guess I'll leave for the next time, and I'll definitely stay tuned.
Yeah, and message me on Facebook. I'll try and answer you there.
You know you always forget about me.
No, you gotta do it in the midday, like doing it like in the midday, like later, like 7 or 8.
Okay.
All right, that works, buddy. But thank you for calling. All right.
All right, thank you so
Take
much.
Take care. Thank you, listeners, chat room, and everyone else. I'm sorry to any caller that I couldn't get to. I just had to follow the natural position or progression of the chat room. But you guys take care. Love you all. You all rock. Visit me on everywhere that I am on the website. Bye, guys.